Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Falk, speaking to you again from Telstone in Eretz Yisrael, the home base of Neve Tzion, on the Neve Tzion podcast. We have now completed all of the Birkos HaShachar, and we realize all of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. We have mamish, everything that we need, Le'ayin Hara, all the physical gifts. He's opened our eyes. He's woken us up. He's given us the strength to endure everything that we have to do. We thank him for waking us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has physically woken up, us up and spiritually woken us up. And all of these gifts have to be utilized for the task that stands before us as we go out and we begin our day. And therefore we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we beg of him, please help us do the right things. Help us use the tools that you've given us in the proper way. And we say, "V'yi rotzon l'lfanecho Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu." It may it be your will, Hashem. And you are the God who controls everything. Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. You are our God who controls everything. You are the God of our forefathers. We're not going out to accomplish our goals as Yidden just with our own tzchusim. You are Elokeinu, our God, but also Elokei Avoseinu. We go out and we stand on the shoulders of our forefathers for generations and generations. And we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, shetargileinu b'seirasecho. We should be accustomed and we should be used to your Torah. You should make your Torah studies comfortable for us. It should be our hergel. It should be, we should walk with the Torah. We should feel close to it. Targileinu b'seirasecho. The Torah, it's not just something that we learn in order to know what to do, but the Torah is kiheim chayeinu v'archimeinu. It's our life. We connect with it. It's a heart in our soul. We should be rugged, accustomed, and always cling to that Torah. V'rabkeinu b'mitzvasecho. And we should love the mitzvahs, and we should feel close to the mitzvahs. We should be attached to them like devik, like glue. We should be glued to them. We should want to do the mitzvahs. Dabkeinu b'mitzvasecho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we beg you, even though a person has free choice and a person has to do what's right, but we the more we want to do what's right, the more siyata d'shmaya, the more help we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we ask, plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, val tivyenu, lo lidei chet, please, don't create circumstances that chas v'shalom could lead us to doing bad things. Don't bring us to the hands of the chet. Keep us far away from anything that can get us into trouble. We really want to stay away. So please, it's not shaykh for person. The Yetzer is so strong that we have to fight it as much as we can. We have to realize we cannot overcome that Yetzer unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. So we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, al tivienu lo lidei chet, don't bring us close to chatoyim. V'loli de'aveira v'ovoin. A chet is a shoygeg, it's totally unintentional, a total mistake. I didn't mean to do the chet. And aveira is when we're not so careful, we're a bit negligent, and therefore we fall into an aveira. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shouldn't do things totally by mistake. Chet, loli de'chet, v'loli de'aveira, we shouldn't be negligent either. Please keep us awake and watching out that we shouldn't fall into an avera. V'ovoin, ovoin is a rebellious act. Is when we do it even b'mezid. We even know we're doing something wrong, and we don't stop ourselves. We let our desires, our taivas, overcome us. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please keep us away. Al tivenu lo lidei chet, v'lo lidei avera, v'ovoin. V'lo lidei nisoyin. You shouldn't put us in challenging situations. We shouldn't have nisyonos. We shouldn't be tempted. We shouldn't, don't test us. Rabbi, people think that, what do you mean? I'm strong. I can stand up to the test. I'll go and put myself in a difficult situation, but I'll control myself. You have to have self-control. Rabbi, that's a terrible mistake. Our challenge, our test is to make sure that we put ourselves in an environment, into a situation where we don't have the nisyonos. We stay away from the nisyonos. Because generally what happens as this bracha clearly states, v'loli de nisoyon, don't put me into situations and challenges that could lead us to sin, because then what follows that is the next words in the bracha, v'loli de bizoyon. Because chas v'sholem, if I allow myself to come into nisoyonos, to put myself into challenging situations, many times the next thing that happens is we're disgraced because we don't succeed. We try to stay away from nisoyonos. We try to keep ourselves in holy places. V'altashlet banu yetzahara, don't allow yetzaharas to control our lives. But please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let our yetzarah toiv control our decisions. V'harchikenu, it's so important to stay away from negative people. V'harchikenu, distance us. Keep us away, me'odom ro, from bad people. These people with bad midas, who are not good people, they bring out the worst in us. And even mechavera, even from a friend, who maybe is a big balmidas, but he is not a positive influence on us in a spiritual sense. We have to be careful. There are many nice people. Mirtz Hashem, they should be zeicha to do tshuva, but they have a whole different agenda. Keep us away from an adam ra, from negative people, bad people, mechavera ra. And chaverim who are not good for us. V'dabkeinu b'yetzer ha-toiv, let us cling, let us be connected, let us feel comfortable with only with our yetzer ha-toiv b'maisim toivim and good deeds. V'choyfes yitzreinu lihishtabed loch, and please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us to subjugate, to enslave our desires to do your avodas Hashem, to serve you, lihishtabed loch. Usneinu hayoyim, and please, you should place us today, ubuchol yoyim, and view us in a positive lechein, ulechesed, ulerachamim. You should look unto us with a chein. A chein is a gift. A person, you see a person, I just like that person. You should see the beauty in us. And you should give us things that we don't even deserve, a matnas chinam, a gift. Ulechesed. And you do things with compassion. A person, a chesed, I do a kind deed to someone. He might be deserving a little bit of something, but my heart goes out to him. We ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu, give us the chesed. Ulerachamim, even sometimes we fall and we don't arouse that chein in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We don't do things that we deserve free gifts. And we don't even do things that we deserve a chesed. But we need the rachamim. Your mercy. So please view us if we need. We should be zeicha lechein ulechesed ulerachem be'einecho, in your eyes, and let us be seen positively by other people. Ube'einei kol ro'enu, and in the eyes of all those who see us. V'sigmoleinu chasodim toivim, and please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring upon us, do to us good chasodim, good acts of kindness. We spoke in the Shmoneh Esrei, what does it mean, a good chasodim toivim? A chesed is a good thing. How could we, what, a chasodim roim? A chesed is good. What is chasodim toivim in a good chesed? It should be a chesed that is totally, totally good. It has no negative effect on anybody. It should be a chesed that all of the ramifications and all the effects that come out of the chesed should just be positive. Giving a person a lot of money is a chesed, but sometimes that's not a good chesed. You're doing a chesed by giving, but it could be the person will use the money in the wrong way. Give us chasodim that are mamish toivim, that are good to us. Baruch ato Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch, you are the source. We realize as we start our day, you are the source of all blessing. Hagoymil chasodim toivim, you do chasodim that are totally, fully good. La'am Yisrael, to your beloved nation, Klai Yisrael. Rabbeisai, what a way to start the day. Unbelievable. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us all of these gifts. And we beg and we plead with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, please, give us the seichel, give us the strength, give us the conviction, give us the commitment to use all of these gifts to do the avodas Hashem as we begin our day.